Happy New Year! It's Real Life Sci-Fi! I'm Wade!
I'm Willie!
And I'm Erin!
We're here to bring in the new year on ShrubHomeVideo.com.
Yep, that's where we are!
Thanks for joining us for this great... we're all so excited to ring in the new year with you.
The fuck is happening? What drugs is Wade on right now?
We're all gonna kiss.
Cocaine!
A little bit.
It's New Year. You gotta
do the drug of the holiday. Cocaine.
You gotta do coke on New Year's
Eve. Yeah, but you don't want to hang out with someone doing coke on New Year's, right? Oh, come on. Where's the party? Where's the party? Let's get out of here.
Not this person. Whoever that is. I don't want to hang out with that person.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Anyway.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Patreon.com/Real Life Sci-Fi. We do 2 bonus episodes a week. Twitch.tv/Real Life Sci-Fi. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we stream. We're actually streaming every Thursday. I almost blew our cover. This is live. It's New Year's Eve, and we're live. How are you guys going to ring in the new year? Wait, first of all, let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our good friend, fucking gold jacket, Erin Moles.
What's
yeah.
I'm just Where's talking? My gold jacket?
Well, how many times have you been on?
I was about to look it up.
Oh, man. This has to be like at least number 10, I want to say.
Oh, maybe 10 is a gold. Maybe we got to start buying our 10 as a gold jacket.
That's, yeah.
I was up to 8, and I don't know how many times has Kelsey been on since you've been in the studio?
Not
once.
She's like competition.
At all. I don't
she's,
know.
Been, she's been in the studio once.
I think we're evening things out right now. So however many times
has
she's been on.
Has she been to the
well,
studio
thanks for
twice?
Being back. I don't think she's been here once. I don't remember.
At least once.
She's been
I'm
here
pretty
once.
Pretty sure she's been on once.
Well, this is a paranormal and contemporary mythology podcast where we get into all of the funnest topics that are on the fringe of science. Moles, you've been here a lot before.
Yes, I have.
Do you have any thoughts in general on this area of discussion?
Like the topic today?
No.
Oh, just
broad,
weird metaphysical stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or wait, is that what? I don't even know what the topic is.
Are you a champion of the future?
What do you think is the future? Is it bleak or is it bright?
Bleak then bright is where I'm going. We're going through some changes in the world right now, and those changes are probably going to last the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
But our friends' kids, or well, you have a kid. Moose is going to have like an awesome future. We're like we've already lived the peak though. Like everything pre 9/11 was like the peak.
You're so right about us.
Yeah, we're fucked. But we had we had like the best childhood ever.
Well,
though.
How's it going to get better? For Moose.
Well, human beings always rebuild.
Shit's got to fall apart.
Yeah.
But that's, you don't want to be a part of the rebuild.
We'll be dead by, we'll be called off.
I'm talking about the kids, man. So they're going to be the ones that have to rebuild it, and then they won't even get the fruits of all of that labor. They'll be
true,
dead.
It might be 2 generations off.
I think it's 2, it's got to be.
This is your 12th. This is your 12th.
This is my 12th. Ooh. Oh, wow. Wow, I way undersold it.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Gold jacket win.
Calendar. We'll get a calendar jacket once you get 12.
All right.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Nice round.
A calendar number, yeah. Jacket. Good. Cool.
It's in the mail. It's in the mail for sure.
Yeah, uh-oh. For sure. We'll definitely get you that. Well, so should we just do the scale?
Yeah.
You've all done right. The scale before, but it has changed.
It's been a while, right. And yeah, I do want to get the new one. Yeah.
Here on Real Life Sci-Fi, we do something called the sob scale.
Oh, that's okay.
Sob scale.
Are you a skeptic?
Why?
Why not? It's fun. It's cute. Who doesn't love babies?
The babies are sobbing.
Just see your face when it happens.
Okay. I mean, wow just made so much more sense, but all right.
Yeah, but there's no Erin in it.
I know. You're right. We do have to adapt. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks.
Wow. That we'll call it the dirty SOB scale.
The SOBSTIL stands for Skeptic or Believer. It's a five-question quiz.
That's a universal. Now that I know what SOB means, all right. Yeah.
It also means crying babies.
Yeah. Son of a bitch, crying babies.
At the end of the five questions, I will grade you. If you're a zero, you're more of a skeptic. If you're a five, you're more of a believer. You're ready to be weighed on the SOB scale.
I'm always ready for this.
Okay, first question, three-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes, no. By default, the third answer is no.
Okay.
But human beings could have originated from another planet and we could be aliens to the surface of the Earth.
Yeah.
The Prometheus thing, so maybe. But as you phrased it, no.
Okay.
You guys know they changed UAP again. UAP, right?
They changed what? It again.
Unidentified anomalous phenomenon, so that it includes underwater stuff.
Sorry, I do want to qualify that though. Do you mean have aliens, when you say visited? Do you mean do they have to make contact with the surface? Okay, I don't believe... I think they might have some probes out there, if there's extraterrestrials.
No, I mean, like, drones.
Yeah,
like,
I don't believe in, like, the David Icke, you know, shape-shifting lizards or, like, you know, that kind of stuff.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I believe in residual energy from life forms. I don't believe that they're conscious or that they're personified spirits. Hmm.
Have you had a ghost story?
I don't. Oh man, I don't think so. No, I've heard some. I've heard some convincing ones, but
yeah, they're all convincing when you're not there.
Yeah.
What about Bigfoot?
I have to shrug my shoulders on that. I don't know. I do think that with the technological advances that we've had. If we haven't found Bigfoot by now, that's like he's really fucking good at like hiding. Like we should be recruiting him to be like special forces in the army or something. Yeah.
They would, but they can't find him.
Right. That's why he's the best candidate.
Yeah, but also he probably doesn't speak English.
I mean, we train people, so
he speaks telepathically.
I don't think he speaks.
God, this is a good movie.
Trying to get Bigfoot to be a special ops.
Yeah.
But he's just like, roar,
no one ever sees Bigfoot.
Don't, whatever you do, don't be around him if you're on your period.
Well, like with satellite imagery and like thermal scans and shit like that, like we haven't had anything like that Bigfoot, like that.
Well, like I agree with you, but I don't think anybody's thermally scanning forests that are in the
Bigfoot hunters have to be, right? There's people that hunt Bigfoot.
I hope so.
Sure, Discovery Channel is. Yeah. An Animal Planet. I'm sure they are. They're out there scanning
the ghost
woods.
Hunters people. I'm sure they've been on it.
I mean, they have Bigfoot Hunter.
They don't even
shows.
Have Crafty.
Yeah. What's that?
They don't even have Craft Service on them shows.
There's one guy that just carries all the Nature Valley bars.
You can't have Craft Service on that show. Bigfoot would come and get you.
It's true. You have maybe to be out just, there with bears.
Maybe we just don't know Bigfoot's diet. Maybe we, you know... If we just found out what he ate,
it's not coffee and M&Ms.
No.
Or people.
That's awesome.
You've seen too many movies, Wade.
Psychics?
Yes, but the good ones aren't the ones that promote themselves.
So you believe in telepathy?
Some degree of that, yeah. I think people are very good at reading emotions and reading thoughts.
But do you believe that they can actually speak with their mind? Like Professor X style.
I think there's varying degrees. I don't think it's as cinematic as Professor X, but I do think that there's people that can reach out beyond what. Yeah. Huh. I think that's a possibility.
Okay. Last question. Do you believe that we are living in a simulation?
Sometimes I'm not so sure we aren't. You know, sometimes the perfect things align in the perfect way so often that, like, I don't know.
But a simulation would be chaos, right? So why would anything aligning mean?
Why would a simulation be chaos? A simulation would be structured.
Because that's the whole point, right? Of a simulation. It's like introducing variables to figure out.
Within the confines of an algorithm of some kind.
Who's to say that the simulation, whatever the parameters are set to, wasn't set at the beginning of our time. Maybe our timeline is one simulation of like what would happen if all of these things were put into place, and then they just watch it play
out.
And
then we just branch off.
There's some- yeah, there's a, like there's a seed planted, and then through a algorithm, I guess. Yeah, different possibilities.
This is something for the future. If like when you think about simulation theory, do you think the flood story is something that happened in the simulation, or it was setting us up for a flood? So we hear about one to see how we prepare for one. I don't know.
Well, in my mind, a simulation is personal. Like, I'm existing in a simulation on my own thing. You guys are parts of my simulation.
I've had similar thoughts myself. Yeah.
So that's just what I think.
Yeah. That's such a waste of resources.
But also, when you get into simulation theory, it does get kind of stupid, because it's like, okay, then who's running the simulation, and are they in a simulation? You know, at a certain point, you have to accept what base reality is.
The programmers made it.
But are the programmers also a simulation within another simulation?
It's just like an allegory for God. It's like whoever created us.
But yeah, and everything, that's the thing. And you know, if we don't describe it by God, we describe it by, you know, man-made forces sometimes, which is it's just a replacement for religion in some ways.
I think both can be true. I think you could believe we're the first simulation, or we're like the 100th, you know, to the nth degree. It's just like, what's that thing, turtles all the way down? So what'd you say, yes or no?
To the simulation thing? I think there's some sort of invisible hand in the universe. I don't think it's a simulation, because that's a human construct that we're applying to things that we can't explain.
So just psychics and aliens then for you?
Aliens within, I mean, both of those are within reason, though. Like,
you're
there's
like a, you're like a one and a half.
Yeah.
That low, huh?
Pretty low.
Because, I mean, Willie and I have talked about Edgar Cayce, and I kind of buy some of that stuff, you know.
Yeah. Well, but that's the one, but that's psychics.
Yeah. I mean, that is within that parameter, yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. One and a half, huh? Wow.
I mean, we could go two. We've never really done halves before. We could do two.
I mean, I've grown older and more, you know, wise in my ears. So I've some of the things that I believed when I was younger, I don't believe as much anymore. You know, I used to be afraid of aliens looking my window.
I'm still afraid of that.
Yeah. Because of the way they were portrayed in the media. You know, they'd always in the media on those alien shows, they'd always have aliens looking in the window.
Do you guys not have curtains?
Of course I do, but like,
but
I know
it's,
I would,
like, you feel it.
I wouldn't leave them
like
open because of the aliens.
Whoosh, and then it's,
I don't want anyone looking at my window.
I know.
Yeah.
Spooky. An alien might be easier to take than a person who actually knows what's going on in the room.
That's so scary.
I see you changing your clothes.
Just like,
it doesn't fit, does it?
Now that's what I'm afraid of. They're watching me put on all my clothes, wondering if I'm too big or not. Going through my closet, strangers telling me that these are too big or too small. I would say he's a one, just because both of his answers are halves, right?
Like, I am hedging my bets. I do hedge my bets a lot on this stuff. I don't. I'm not a true believer in a lot of.
You're a sincere skeptic.
Yeah.
All right, you can be a one. Fine.
I leave the benefit of the doubt for everything.
You're an open-minded one, just like me.
Yeah, okay.
We're here to talk about shit and have fun.
I thought you were a two.
No, I'm a one, aren't I?
I can't be higher than Wade.
Oh,
I thought you believed in the simulation.
I do.
That was the one.
And the other one was aliens.
But
I believe in aliens,
too. But that's the half, though. I think everyone... Most people live in aliens, but it's visited Earth is the split.
Interesting. All right, whatever.
With that being said, Willie, hit us with the topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, transhumanism, beyond human, post-human. Is technology our next evolutionary phase, and should it be? A being that resembles a human in most respects, but who has powers and abilities beyond standard humans. Are you ready to lead the pack of humanity? Or are you ready to be led into a literal matrix? Something else. I can't read my handwriting. Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
You should like try not writing in cursive.
That doesn't help me if it's in
I was
print.
So distracted by the song. Okay, I didn't take any
of
that
good
in.
Today. My handwriting's pretty good. I just ran out of space.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Because all of his notes are like, they're like a beautiful mind, like all like fucking everywhere on the page.
So it's about what?
Humanity Plus.
Yeah.
Can I read you this thing on Wikipedia that explains what transhumanism is? Because I wasn't sure until I read it. I was like, I think I know. Okay. Transhumanism is a philosophical and intellectual movement which advocates the enhancement of the human condition by developing and making widely available sophisticated technologies that can greatly enhance longevity and cognition. So it's like humanity plus.
Yeah, exactly.
Enhancements to humanity.
Enhancements with machines?
And tech.
Machines and technology.
General
AI.
Technology.
I mean, we already do a lot of the things. Like, you know.
We're already partially transhuman.
LASIK surgery. What do you call it? The pacemakers. Mm-hmm. Or we've done a
bunch
of stuff.
That's a big one.
Anything that helps you live longer than you should.
Cochlear implants. Even like prescription drugs and boner pills, you know.
You might even say with us human beings, with our phones, we're surgically attached to these things by now.
Yeah.
And they become an extension of our brains.
Yeah. I was reading an article about this stuff that said by like 2000. Oh, no, I listen to a podcast. I'm not going to lie and say I read an article. I listen to a podcast. They said by 2045, humanity will transcend transhumanism and become posthumanism. So we'll have developed the ability to capture our consciousness. Hopefully by then we'll understand what consciousness is, capture it, map it, and find a way to put it into a totally artificial body.
Yeah.
The problem with that, though, is that AI is gaining some speed, mm-hmm. and it's becoming so sophisticated that it might tell you that you're the person, or it might tell you that you've captured the consciousness, but it might not. Yeah. And it might just be a like one-to-one facsimile of you, and you might die in the process.
But that's the one thing that gets me is like, because like so part of this is either enhancing your brain in some way or living forever or transferring into another thing like a computer or something where you exist in that.
Has everyone seen Transcendence, the movie with Johnny Depp?
I don't think I
have.
No.
Yeah. No. Does that explain it perfectly?
It wasn't that great. It's exactly what Willie was talking about, though. Johnny Depp transfers his consciousness into a computer and then he...
But the weird thing is, like, our brains are more advanced than any computer that we could make.
Mm-hmm. As we understand
and
it,
so we are still constantly learning while holding on to everything that we already have. So like...
So also, like, they don't know what consciousness is yet. So it's
that's
like,
the thing.
Until we can like understand where it's coming from, because some people don't even think it originates in our body. That
what
it comes
makes
from
a,
an external thing and
yes.
filters through our brain into our body. So if that's true, if they discover that that is true, Are we like doing something wrong by taking that consciousness that's supposed to be in these bodies that are made and
the
putting
perfect
them
antenna.
And putting them into a man-made body? Does that then make you just a rider in a like a fake body? Does that ruin that experience?
Yeah.
So then when you die and you transcend your body, does that fuck up that movement? Do you know what I mean?
Right. I think you just die.
You think you just die?
I think I can't. I mean, again, like you said, we'd have to really discover what makes, you know, these wet, fleshy things that we are. We have to discover what makes those things animate, mm-hmm. what the soul is.
But we're not
going to
figure that out before we start jumping into computers, right? There's
might,
too many companies that right now that are...
It might be impossible to figure out. It might be like the one little thing that they put in the simulation, if you buy that theory, that like we'll never be... We can... spend 1 million years researching it. We'll never discover what the soul is.
I watched a movie. I don't remember who was in it, but it was about that stuff. It was about like putting a human brain into a robot, and their problem was that it just kept rejecting it, like a bad heart transplant or something.
Right.
Like mm-hmm. the body just like kept rejecting it.
Yeah, we're gonna have a lot. It's gonna be like RoboCop 2 when they have like all the different like RoboCop 2s come out and one just puts a bullet in its brain, and the other one just rips its head off because it just won't accept the new apparatus that it's in.
But I think you're right. I think you'd die. I think that if you did take your brain and like re-put it, like copy it and put it into a computer, I don't think your consciousness would go with it.
It's just all your secrets come out. Just everyone can like do a control F and just, you know, search for all your.
And also like all the conversations you have in your head that you stop yourself from saying out loud.
Yeah.
Do you guys think, just like to veer off of that path a little bit, do you guys think that once we start altering our bodies to become more perfect humans, do you think that we will lose what makes us human? Like, even if we don't go do a different body, like, isn't it our flaws that make us human?
Yeah, as we understand it now. I mean, what is human in the next 1,000 years is probably going to change to some extent.
But in a lame way, you know? Like,
probably. I don't know if it's... I'm not
like,
out
like, we're like the worst that humanity is like, currently. Like, we can't be outdoors without shelter.
There aren't too many people, though, that have succeeded where their message to people is you have to suffer, you have to lose, you have to like picture everything's like enhanced Buddhism. And everyone gets the participation in the transhumanism. Mm-hmm. And so like, cause well, I mean,
but now you're talking crazy. You're talking like gene therapy type shit.
Well, no, I'm just getting to the fact that like,
that's
like,
part of transhumanism.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We like suffering is where we learn the most from.
But okay, so my point is you suffered and you lost a leg and now you have a robot leg. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't just get a robot leg.
Yeah, but in the future, it might be so easy to just be like, you know, like how nowadays people are like, I want a face tattoo. And you're like, wow, that's really going to change your life. Some people in the future are going to be like, I'm really tired. I'm tired of having this like right arm. I'm gonna get a totally new right arm.
It's like Cyberpunk 2077. Also, if you guys have played that game,
or
Shadowrun.
If they had a pill that you could give your kid to say your kid's never gonna feel physical pain ever again because we've blocked all the receptors.
That's so bad.
I think so too. But
people have that. That's a thing that people have,
and it fucks them up.
They don't know like when they're in pain, and so they're constantly hurting.
I think that's part of
when
advanced
kids. They like almost claw their eyes out all and stuff because they can't tell that this hurts.
They're figuring some of that shit out though. Like you will one day have a cybernetic leg made out of steel that might actually send pain receptors or like signals back to your brain. Which also that opens up a whole other can of worms.
My whole thing with this is once it gets to be like cosmetic, mm-hmm. and like what's the word, like boutique-y sort of like, mm-hmm. oh, I'm getting the new
like
fucking
plastic
Apple
surgery.
Arm or whatever.
The Power Fist 9000.
Yeah. I'm going to fist so many people. But it's going to be like cheating.
It's going to impact sports greatly.
But for sports, I don't think it will. I think like you can't.
They'll have a robo league.
No, you just can't have
like a non-robo league.
UFC robo league? Oh my God. Cyborg UFC would be so
cool. Oh, you
so
don't watch NFL
cool.
Plus?
They make regulations now where you have to lower the speed that they throw because they were just busting right through the other robot.
That's going
to
be, I guarantee that's going to be a thing in like 50 years.
It'll be a thing, but it's not going to be a thing where like, oh, I got these super fast legs, so I'm just going to go join the NFL.
Man, the Olympics are so fucked once that happens. Yeah. And then you'll have people that like hide their cybernetic implants so well that they pass
like,
in the Olympics.
Who's the bicycle rider?
I was going to say, like Lance Armstrong. It wasn't Lance Armstrong, was it? It was?
Yeah, Lance Armstrong. Well, he did.
He like hit a tiny motor or something.
Someone hit a tiny motor.
An electric, like a really small electric assist that doesn't seem like it would do anything, but it would give them just that tiny.
Somebody wrecked in a Tour de France and their pedals were still going.
What?
Yeah.
So I didn't hear about that.
This is pretty recent.
Yeah. Like zero shame whatsoever.
Well, hey, listen.
It's a ghost.
It's meaningless. go ahead and cheat. It's sports. If you can cheat and win, go ahead. Like, isn't that what we've learned for the past 100 years with sports? Like,
I also think that chemical enhancements are just as valid as on the table in transhumanism as cyborg. You know, we don't have to go entirely the cyborg route, just drugs and performance enhancing drugs and even like, you know, surgeries can also be a part of that.
I think that like there's LASIK. There's two ways to go about it. It's like either ban everything or let them do it all.
Yeah.
But are we? I keep thinking about.
That's what sports is. It's testing the advancements in humanity, really.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of what I'm saying. It's like I could do steroids and still not be in the NFL. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't make you magically great. I mean, maybe if I started younger.
Let's try. Let's give it a shot.
We were trying to watch Doctor Who again, and they had an episode in like a parallel universe that still had Cybermen, and everyone had like little AirPods in.
Yeah.
And then at like a random, he like crossed the guy that owns all the robots or whatever, like the Elon Musk, whatever. He crosses this ethical line where he then flips a switch and it brainwashes everyone because it taps into their brainwaves. And it's like, that could happen.
I mean, yeah. Elon Musk does have Neuralink.
Have
we looked into that at all? Because I know of it. I just don't know exactly what it does.
It's supposed to, you take a little chip out of your skull and then like a micro scrape, mm-hmm. and then that is the link to your brain. And supposedly, I know that it's...
Like your thoughts are able to be read, or what is it?
It's just trying to read your brain and translate it to computers. It's trying to find the connection.
So it's technological and mind
like,
reading.
As much as advanced as they say they are, like, yeah, they're nowhere near...
It's hard to see how they'd get that fast. But then again, I don't know. It's behind the curtain. I don't know what Apple's working on right now, you know?
I mean, they already figured out consciousness, and Steve Jobs is in the cloud. That's why the cloud came out so close to his death.
I don't think the cloud's that sophisticated. Like, we're talking like multiple, what's beyond terabytes? Like a million.
We'll call them gyrobytes.
Gyrobytes. A million. It's like a million gyrobytes.
Euro.
Your brain is actually pretty sophisticated.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That wouldn't be able to be stored on a hard drive, a conventional one anyway.
I keep thinking that...
That's why in sci-fi they always talk about positronic brains, because that's an easy thing to sci-fi tech to...
Yeah, that's like fun sci-fi talk.
Yeah.
What is a positronic brain?
I think it's what Data's brain is in Star Trek.
Made of positrons, obviously.
I thought he was just a robot.
Made of positrons. He's like one of the most advanced cyborgs in the universe.
So there's no explanation. They just call it a positron.
There's some explanation. There's a scientist that made a bunch of different datas and failed and made data and lore and before. Oh, if you're into that stuff.
I thought Star Trek people were like into how real it was or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, what's real is dealing with the situations. Not the actual set.
Yeah, like episode where they try to shut him down and stuff.
Yeah.
Because right? he belongs the court, to the court one, Starfleet. Yeah. And it's like, but he's sentient.
Who?
Data. Like, there's a lawyer arguing that Data is property.
Oh.
And then Picard has to defend him as a lawyer. Or wasn't Riker the lawyer? I remember Picard and Riker being at odds in that one.
I don't think it matters.
Picard and Riker debating in court whether Data is a human is like quintessential Star Trek.
At this point. I have no idea what
you're saying. Like when you talk about sports, I'm like, yeah, man.
Yeah, oh man, the Eagles. Oh man.
there's also
they should have drafted that guy in the second round.
In the first ship.
There is that, I've brought it up a couple of times, there is that idea that, like, aliens visiting Earth and abducting people and taking material from their bodies are us from a distant future where we've totally just eliminated certain things in our body from genetic alteration or from just, like, you know, weird transhuman experiments, that we have no emotion, that we can't reproduce anymore. So they're coming back in time to when we're more fertile and taking samples and stuff like that. Do you guys think that that is a future with transhumanism and posthumanism?
I think that if time travel exists and we've lasted forever, yeah, for sure. Like, we are the original DNA that you can always pick from, and we know that it doesn't matter if somebody goes missing.
I think that's
as long as it's not, someone important like a congressperson.
I do buy that more than extraterrestrial aliens coming back. Which, by the way, is the ending of AI, the Steven Spielberg movie that he worked on with Stanley Kubrick.
But they pick up the AI.
What's that?
Sorry, go on.
But everybody thinks that they're aliens at the end, and it's like, fuck you, they're not aliens. They're fucking humans from the future. They're cyborgs from the future that came back to visit us. But never mind.
And there's just a bear left, right?
I like that movie.
I do too. I think it's very misunderstood. It's not what it could have been.
It's
but
just too long.
It would have been so good long. If Kubrick got to do it. Yeah. Oh my God. I agree it's long, but sometimes you want to sit down and just get lost.
Yeah. And by the way, it wasn't supposed to end with him at the bottom of the ocean with the angel.
How was it supposed to end?
Everybody thinks that it was supposed to end there. They're like, that's when it should have ended. Not when he crawls into bed with his mom. And it's like, you don't understand the movie.
That's the part that fucking kills me.
Yes, it's the attachment thing.
It's like the last time he could ever see her.
Yes, he dies. After. It's very dark, actually.
Oh, it's so sad.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway.
It is good.
That relates to transhumanism. Very on topic.
Yeah.
Okay.
watch the movie again. You'll probably hate it.
I mean, I watched it years ago. I don't like sad things. And he's so sad the whole time.
Yeah,
it makes me feel bad.
It is a sad
big
movie.
Hard cry.
And he's like a robot, so he doesn't even understand that he's sad.
Yeah.
People are so mean to robots.
But this thing about the future aliens coming back.
Future humans coming back.
That doesn't make any sense to me because it doesn't jive with if we are able to like put our minds just this narrative that we've built where eventually we can put our minds into like machines and we'll live forever and shit like that. There's no part of that story that puts us back into like an organic thing and we can't like fuck anymore.
Well, the robot thing, the idea that we would put our consciousnesses into robots, it might not be a robot as we understand it now. It might not be all metallic and stuff. It might be another, like, bio-machine, like us.
Right. It might be some clear sludge.
The grays are, a lot of the little grays.
But if
are,
we're smart enough to do that, then how would robots. We ever lose the ability to reproduce?
I mean, fertility rate already drops like 1% every year per generation.
Yeah, but we also don't have like robot people running around.
It's weird too because in evolution, that's the only thing that matters is procreation. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, procreation could also be
if all evolution is which ones worked.
It could also be influencing future generations though too, like mentorship. Doesn't always have to be that.
See, that's what's weird is like, well,
thoughts and ideas and things. And if you invent technology that future generations use, I mean, that's a big part of it.
What I think of, and I'm not trying to steer this in a weird way, but like when you think like we're so advanced now that everyone survives, maybe even the weak survive, I don't have good examples. Like your eyes are so bad that you can't see and you shouldn't have another child. You know, whatever. Just like
eugenics.
Yeah,
whatever.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying not to get to. But I'm just like, everybody survives. And so at some point it might be easier that we stop reproducing just because what happens if
it's like Brave New World, right? Have you guys read the Aldous Huxley book, Brave New
Which,
World?
Which, by the way, just to, as a side note, Julian Huxley, his brother, invented the word transhumanism.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. That's really cool.
That was the one bit of research that I knew going on.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Anyway.
In Brave New World, it's a future where everyone is grown in a factory, kind of. Like, it's people's jobs to be like, okay, this group is going to go into space. So their embryo is in this kind of glass jar, and they kind of move it around a lot so that they feel more comfortable in zero gravity. And like, you know, people are conditioned to want to go out in the outdoors and like do outdoor things, but they have to hate travel or else they'll just want to go and like go on vacation all the time. But everyone is sterilized. Everyone's sterilized except like a select few. And then those people are just like harvested for their eggs or for their sperm. It's like, it's really interesting. And it's like a future that I don't see is like that far.
I know. It's actually that of all the, well, I mean, there's a mix of things, mix of dystopias that we're heading towards.
Yeah.
But Brave New World is pretty fucking close.
Yeah.
Especially like with the way people self-medicate and things like that.
Like you don't go on a vacation if you're poor or something. You just take a bunch of soma and just like pass out. You go on a soma holiday,
right?
Like you trip.
You don't even trip. You just like pass out.
You just get really high and then you just accept everything and you're good.
Yeah. And like everyone is in different class systems. Like if you wear these kind of clothes, you're like a working class, and you were fed stuff at night.
Like in Hollywood, how we accept that the PAs are just, you know, PAs and the,
we're
the
never
producers
escape
are the PAs.
Class system, right? No matter how advanced we get.
No, never.
I wouldn't say Hollywood's a class system. It's just like any hierarchy sort of thing, right? It's like,
I was being a little facetious when I was going down that road, but
yeah, no, I get it. But we're not like, you know, what's the caste system?
You know, the PA someday is going to be your boss somehow, sometimes,
right? Like, yeah, always. Yeah.
It's not a total caste system.
Doesn't kiss enough ass,
right?
Be inept enough to become a producer.
Oh, it just builds the animosity.
Remember when you told me to take the trash out? Now I'm telling you to take the trash out.
Yeah.
Speaking of Brave New World, and like this like what is the fascination with mostly like YA fiction of this like predetermination of like, I've seen a bunch of these YA movies, and like, so in Harry Potter, it's like the hat, they put the hat on him and he goes, "You're a Hufflepuff, you're a snake guy," or whatever. And then in like one of those other ones, whatever the fuck, discordance, or they have a shitload of names for it. Every one is called something different.
You have to figure out what
they like. They like go up to a crystal or something, and it's like,
are you talking about Divergence?
Yes,
Divergence. Yeah.
I was like, what are you talking
about? I like those first couple ones
because there's like Divergence and then Convergence, and it's a gents thing, right? Like everyone
it's the gents series,
gentsification.
I watched, you know, Harry Potter, Hunger Games,
Hunger Games too? But what is that? Like what?
I think it's the psyche of young adults at the time. Like,
but do we just want to be categorized?
Well, it also trains you to not act as much because you're like, oh, I deserve to be one of the winners. Look, the thing told me that I deserved it. I didn't. End up working hard, but like I didn't read the books, but I didn't like Harry Potter because like, hey man, you can be great one day. It's like, great, I got these two people with me that learn all the spells, and I'll just fucking hang out. Like, he's a little shit.
You didn't read the books.
No, I know.
Harry Potter's pretty.
That's why I said that.
It's pretty complex. Like, Harry Potter's story is pretty complex.
But
he faces a lot of things.
But
with those
me,
it actually wasn't that bad.
Like
I wasn't,
a lot of the, yeah. I'm just saying for a lot of the kids that didn't read the books, also they watched the movie. Like, the movie's setting you up to be like, hey, I deserve to be the winner.
But well, it's because Voldemort. I won't get into it.
I couldn't care less about.
I know
Harry
that's
Potter.
Why I'm like, okay.
I just wonder what that instinct is, because it's like cool, right? Like when I watch those movies, I'd be like, oh, I hope that I'm
the
fucking
one.
Archer guy. Right? No, not the one. I'm not talking about the monomyth thing. I'm talking about like just they get
categorized
into like different classes.
But like that's what happens in high school anyway. Like if you look at like old high school movies, they're like, these are the jocks, these are the nerds.
But
what lunch table you're sitting at, basically.
Yeah.
You can control that.
in high school?
Yeah. Right, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. The young adult movies specifically predetermine.
Yeah,
they tell you what table you're sitting at.
And then you're like bummed because you're like, oh, I'm a fucking Hufflepuff. All my friends are great
Slither losers.
I think it's because,
Slither people.
When you're at that age and you're coming into puberty, you're leaving elementary school, you're going into middle school, or going from middle school to high school, you don't know who you are. And it is a really difficult thing to have that conversation with yourself and with other people to determine who you are. So it's so convenient when something is just telling you, these are the values. These are the values and traits that you have. So that means you belong here.
I think it's a storytelling trick. It's just a way to tell the audience this is what this person is. Easily.
Yeah, it's like a horoscope.
That's what makes YA novels.
It's like a horoscope.
That's what makes young adult. That's what makes young adult movies hack. That's what makes them very, shitty.
But did you guys ever have a kid? We had a kid. He was in my class in middle school. He was just like trying to be a jock or whatever. It didn't work out. We went to high school, and then he was a cowboy all of a sudden. He just started hanging out with all the cowboys.
Yeah, I had a few too. Well, we went to the same high school.
Colorado.
That's funny.
But here's the thing. We're in like the foothills. We're not living on a ranch.
Yeah.
These cowboy guys are fake as fuck.
The guys that turned into cowboys, yeah, they weren't farmhands.
They just had big trucks and cowboy hats.
Oh, no. In Minnesota, we had pickup truck guys.
Did they wear cowboy hats?
They wore flannel a lot. It was the 90s too.
All I'm saying is, in real life, I'll be a cowboy.
We had people that went to prom wearing cowboy hats.
Suck at sports, become a cowboy. Right? That's the song?
Well, it's kind of like you can't get a motorcycle yet, so you can't turn into a Harley guy.
Did you get a Vespa instead?
I always bring this up.
But that too, you can get a muscle car, and then you're like a shop kid, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very easy.
It's funny because
you just got to get the accoutrements.
I got a car, and
instant identity.
After getting my first muscle car was like, it is a dude magnet, and every dude's gonna ask you the size of the engine. Yep. Is that 302 or 350?
And then tell you what should be in there.
The center lines. Talk about your. They just start talking about your car, and I'm like, I just got this.
How many cylinders is that in?
You had a muscle car?
Like 20.
Well, I the Mustang and the El Camino, they're both.
Now.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not in high school.
Okay.
People at my high school had like BMWs and stuff, and it made me so mad. Like, you should have a BMW for your first car. Yeah. That's crazy.
It's crazy. The things I did in my first car, Jesus Christ.
Oh, gosh.
I tried to jump it a bunch of times.
I was like, what are you talking about?
It was insane. I would be passing people. You should not have a driver's license when you're 16. I'm telling you.
I was a super careful driver, and I still was got reckless. Like, so
I should have died at least 3 times.
I should have died twice for sure.
Yeah, I have at least one definite near death experience where over the Mississippi it was snowing, and a black Saturn cut in front of me, and I swerved out of the way. And I did a total 180 on the middle of the freeway over the Mississippi.
No,
and my back bumper hit the wall of the freeway. And I slowed down just enough. If I wasn't such a fucking good driver, I definitely would have died.
That's the takeaway.
Yeah, I am so fucking good.
I had that same exact scenario, only on a mountain. And instead of plunging off of the cliffside, I ran into the mountainside.
I have the worst story. I don't even like saying it anymore, but like I was drunk driving. There was 9 people in my car. And I was sitting on the window sill because I used to be able to reach and I could drive sitting out of my window. We were going from one party to the next.
Was everyone terrified or having a good time?
No, we were all laughing.
Okay.
And my buddy yanked me into the car and the other one yanked the wheel. We went off the road because there was a car stop turning left. And I was just sitting up there like not paying attention. We would have plowed right into it.
Oh my gosh.
So we went off the road and got back on and... Oh boy!
So,
would you get like an implant in your brain?
I was actually gonna redirect it to.
That is interesting. Like, there are cars that you can only start if you have like your brainwave on it. So it's like, I wonder if that can become a thing where it can read your brainwaves and go, "Oh, I can tell you're drunk," and then your car can't start.
It might start as a security thing, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, fuck that. Like
it always. These invasive technologies always sneak their way into our lives.
But if we have self-driving cars, what's the difference if you're drunk?
See, I mean, it's right now that you're still supposed to operate it. But let's say that it's so smart that you don't have to just get in the back seat. Why can't you be a passenger in your own car?
Yeah, I think that if it's fully automated, I think it's. I'm not saying it's fine to drink and drive. I'm just saying that the rules would change.
Yeah.
What's acceptable would change.
They're just not there yet.
We need like those Minority Report, like just you're kind of like on a track or whatever, and there can be no accidents.
A track. That'd be fun. Yeah. I mean, it just takes one magnets. To break down and then the other one not to read it and just, just slam right into it.
No, then you just go gadget fucking legs and you go over it.
Well, there would need to be like a way to easily pivot to a different, there still need to be multiple lanes. It shouldn't be single file.
What if we were, remember the old bank things where you'd put the thing in the tube and then like it would go.
Yes. Like a Futurama.
If we would just did that. Those things can't run into each other because the suction won't work.
So this is an American thing. People in other countries don't have drive-through banks. So you can go to a bank and there's a pneumatic tube that like air shoots you a canister and then you put in your money and you shoot it back into the bank and then they put it in your account.
Or they just have those drive up ATMs.
Yeah, or that.
Yeah, that's the modern day thing.
But you're talking about the pneumatic tubes.
Yeah, those are so cool. Because that's what you want. You want pneumatic tubes like in the Jetsons?
Well, I've always thought about it because I'm like, why do I need a car? Like, I should just be able to jump into a tube.
Yeah, but think about it, like a water slide park where some asshole kid like wants to jam up the water slide.
Oh, that would suck.
Yeah, you don't want
to. But that's when you go to jail for that. That's when you go to space jail.
Yeah.
Or you just don't get access to the tubes anymore. You've done this three times. You don't get access to the tubes.
They have to cut you out of the tube.
There's just got to have to be like a bunch of different ways. Like it can't just be one tube.
No, it has to be multiple lanes.
It'll be a nightmare.
Man, the tube that goes from LA to Orange County takes like an hour.
That would be nice.
It takes like an hour.
Is that good?
I mean,
better than LA traffic.
You get music.
Yeah.
You get music?
If you drive yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you'd have your Bluetooth earbuds and stuff.
No, they don't work with those in.
You'd have your skull implant that just tells you the music that you want to hear before you want it.
Yeah, because earbuds would fall out. Yeah, you're shooting through a tube.
Predictive music, I mean, we already have that.
Yeah, but it's awful.
It never gives you exactly the track that you want.
Oh, it's garbage.
What would you guys want your ideal enhancement to be? Your dream H+ human enhancement. Mine would be I could eat whatever I want and I wouldn't get heartburn and my poops would be perfect. It'd be like pellets. Like
you
rabbit
would still
want
to poop? Why wouldn't you just get rid of poop?
Because pooping feels good. I love pooping. You're like, oh man, it's good to be human.
Yeah.
That's what the aliens from the future are coming back to steal our DNA for.
They're just watching.
We've lost all emotion and the ability to poop.
We're so efficient. We're so efficient. We generate no waste now.
Well, we can't have sex, but we don't know what that is.
We got some scat porn on a time wave, and we're like, what is this? We need this back.
It is super hot.
If we had boners and we had wieners, I would have a boner.
My ideal thing, I don't know, a memory thing, maybe. I've heard people with like really good memories hate it though, or with like photographic memories, because then they never forget anything. But like, that's bullshit. Annoying. Fuck off. That sounds awesome.
Yeah,
I'd just have a temper soother.
A temper soother, like an emotional regulator.
Yeah. The steam.
You can set on your phone warning. What you want your mood to be. I want to relax. So you just start smelling like lavender and stuff and eucalyptus.
There's a pill for that.
You guys smell that Play-Doh?
It's just a mood stabilizer. So
it's like whatever makes you happy.
Like that.
Oh, you're transforming.
That's what relaxes you. It's the sound of Transformers transforming.
I think I'd go full Sauron. And want the ability to hack everybody else's implants to make them do what I want them to do.
Oh.
That's so you're a bad evil. Guy. That's evil.
Sure.
I mean, honestly, when I think about having the choice, I'm just like, you know what? I'm tired of being broke my whole life. Like, I'd like to rob banks.
The ability to generate infinite crypto.
We're crossing some ethical lines here.
I'm like, just give me enough money so that I can just have a good time, be creative.
I like to think in this future you don't need money as much.
Well, it's just impossible. Future humanity is only going to work if we get rid of government.
When do we do the countdown for the new year? Because I got to pee. I was thinking about going to pee.
Okay, let's...
Well, what time is it, Wade? I mean, it's a live show.
But, yeah, I know, but I don't know exactly.
Look at your clock. Well, it's a live show.
Start wrapping up. Let's start wrapping up, and then we'll hopefully catch the countdown.
Have we done enough time? I feel like I could go...
We started at 7:15.
Yeah, so we still have like
you
10
mean
minutes.
11 okay. p.m., right?
Yeah, right out. We'll come... We'll,
all right, I'll be right back.
Hopefully make it in time.
Yeah, you don't want to miss New Year's. Who's Willie going to kiss?
All right, so Star Trek, right?
Yeah.
Man, it's so great, huh? Those Borg, they're going to get us.
I just watched that Into the Pale Moonlight, Deep Space Nine episode again recently.
Ooh.
It's like one of the best episodes.
Which one is that? I don't remember names.
Five?
I think it's five. It's the one where Sisko just like reveals that he like did something really shitty, and he's like, yeah, I'd do it again at the end. I guess I just spoiled the ending.
No.
I like Sisko because he's one of the only Star Trek captains that has like a compelling backstory. Yeah.
The pilot is so brilliant. To put him against Picard like right off the bat. That was awesome.
His fault. It's his fault. Yeah. My wife's dead. Yeah. It's your freaking fault.
It's weird though. Like it was very smart, but it was hard to watch the first time he saw it. I was like, "What are you talking about?
What is Picard?"
Because I did like Picard, so I didn't want to see him like that.
Do you ever go to any of the conventions and watch him talk?
Went to the Star Trek convention this year. Actually,
I saw you there, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, I forgot it again! Yeah. I totally want to go."
I know. I might go again this year. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Like we should. We got to start Star Trek group.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to go. Never gone. You guys
I have a uniform and I never get to wear
yeah,
it.
I have two uniforms. They're kind of lame, but like, you know.
Let's make a group. Everyone that's listening right now, you're invited to join our group if you want to meet us in Vegas.
I've met Shatner and I've said hi to
I wanted to bring Picard, that book that you gave me.
I mean, if I say Picard, fucking A.
Yeah, I talked to Shatner for like 2 seconds. But I kept running into Denise Crosby. Like she just was
cool.
Or like once the elevator opened and Tuvok walked out, and it was just like that's what you go there for.
I saw Chakotay at Trader Joe's, and I just was like, I just kept thinking in my head, welcome back to Earth. I'm like, I didn't say anything.
I saw Bashir eating by himself in the hotel like breakfast cafe, and I was like, he's by himself.
This is like the first episode.
Oh my god, this is so great. All right, he's back. Yeah. We gotta stop talking about Star Trek.
That's what you did with your time?
Yeah. It started out as a joke and then we started like legitimately talking about Star Trek.
Oh, I can jump into any Star Trek.
I love Star Trek.
I never seen a single episode.
You know what though? I mean, if you started watching the original series,
tried, dude. It's so fucking dated. Okay. Come on,
it's dated, but in like a fun Twilight Zone kind of.
It's not fun. It's
really?
Like,
there's some great writing.
It's like civil rights shit that I've heard a million fucking times. It's not groundbreaking in any way. Oh, the green aliens don't like the blue aliens,
and then they destroy each other at the end. What
great
can we learn?
Lesson.
Yeah, but at least just watch the episode with Pon Farr in it. It's such a classic.
What? Which one?
With Pon Farr, Spock. Spock gets all horny. It's like the time that like Vulcans get all horny and they have to like kill somebody and then mate with a woman. And he goes like all crazy and he tries to kill Kirk.
Wait, is that one? Like Pon Farr's in the movie.
I don't care about
this. It's the Vulcan mating ritual.
Guys, I don't care about this.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Do you guys know, have you heard of, I just joined this group because when I was researching transhumanism, there's this Extropy group. So
what?
So entropy is the idea that all things inevitably decline, all energy, you know.
It's an absolute rule of the universe.
Disorder and chaos. And I've always hated the idea of entropy because I'm like, how the hell did all of our, How did we evolve to have all these things work together to create a human and then they're going to fall apart again? Like things or work together to build a solar system, then they're all going to fall apart again. So I'm like, I like this idea of entropy. And these guys, their idea is man can overcome entropy through technology and practical, rational optimism. And so these people have these conversations just about transhumanism. But I'm just like, yeah, I believe that. So here's the thing. Like, the human brain has been the same for like 200,000 years. Something like that. I don't know. It hasn't. We haven't evolved much since we've had this brain.
All right.
Now that we have technology, we're like, that's why I lean towards thinking that a lot of our technology came from reverse engineering aliens or UFO shit, because we just jumped from like zero to a million. And so now we will, even I'd say in the next 30 years, overcome so many things. But right now our problem is somebody's got to be making money from it. So like a lot of this health stuff, we're not going to have no health problems, because half of the world is run by people that are making money off of us having health problems.
Right, but that's like, who cares? Aren't we just talking about fun? Real?
Oh yeah, like, yeah. But I'm just saying, like the,
like we, obviously, none of anything is going to change. We're going to kill ourselves because we can't even stop using fucking fossil fuels.
But at some point, shit's going to fall apart again.
I think that's what Moses is saying.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
We're going to go down.
But
and
we
then,
don't have to go down too far.
But this
to
is
redo.
Also, no, you do. This is also like, there's a fucking, I wish I knew what this was called, but there's a theory. It's like a proven theory where it's just like human history. It just keeps doing these cycles. And yep. It's like we're in the part that it's ending. Like the good part is ending.
We're at the end. We're at the Empire Strikes Back.
Where
the Empire's about to rain down.
We're about to learn that like the government is our daddy and we hate the government.
Yeah.
And it's like 20 year periods. Mm-hmm. And so like this 20 years probably started in 9/11.
It's like seasons. We're in fall. We're at the end of fall right now.
Yeah.
We're about
and
to
then,
end
and
winter.
So winter's going to be bad, and then you know, spring the people like start building society back up again, and I think that's when it's like the end of like corporate greed and stuff like that, you know, because they're all gone and just all those people are dead.
The corporate evolution with
people get pissed off, become very feral, Mad Max style, and eat everybody.
I can't wait. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna get like an RV and like live off grid while that happens.
I'll probably die immediately, but I don't care.
I want to have an underground base.
I want a volcano fortress or something. Yeah.
I just want to dig underground, because I feel like the sun will get all fucked up at that point, right?
Possibly, yeah.
There'll be a lot of weird weather.
I don't think we're going to fuck up the sun.
We might fuck up
the
air,
sun
though.
No, the sun will fuck us up.
We'll fuck up the air. We'll fuck up the atmosphere.
Yeah, the atmosphere that protects us from the sun.
Then
That'll get fucked up.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, look, we're fucked.
I think we're haven't we already like tested the limits of the atmosphere?
No.
We're about to.
Especially with making all these electric batteries for these cars.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's like, yeah, we can get off fossil fuels, but then we got the ion.
The batteries that explode and they burn forever. Yeah,
right.
Scary.
Shoot them in the space.
Lithium. We got lithium.
Yeah, they got a mine for all that stuff.
Yeah. There's no easy way out of our problems, really.
But the easy way out is to ignore it all by taking a pill that makes you not
That's why we're legalizing weed now, is so that we can just, you know, not have to deal with it.
I mean, what are we talking about? Are we talking about trying to save the world? We're done with that, right? Like, the world is done.
I just think that there's greater natural forces beyond our control, and you can only control what you can control, which is your own direct self and your own direct life.
But if we all start getting robot parts, what's that going to have to do with
those robot parts can be hacked and controlled. I mean, you might have a cybernetic leg, and then some hacker from a different country gets in there and they start sending other signals to your brain.
They can do that to my bank account.
You can't even afford like an upgrade or something. Like, you know, your phone when it's just about to need an upgrade, like an update or something.
It starts glitching out.
They change the firmware on your cybernetic ankle and...
But I mean in terms of I mean in terms of the environment. What is what would us being transhuman? What would that have to do? How would that impact the environment?
If we no longer have to worry about things like mortality and things like pain and things like war, stuff like that, we will no longer need to focus our energies on ourselves, and we can start focusing our energy and our thoughts and like what we should be doing on the planet.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is that if...
I just don't believe it. We're all too selfish.
If we weren't scared of being controlled by the resources that we need...
But like picture, one idea is through transhumanism, we will all get smarter either by interfacing with AI or taking IQ pills or, you know, whatever, like so that we would be intelligent enough to this is generations from now.
But that becomes the Borg, right? Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah.
The Borg?
Yes. Oh, very good, Wayne. Very good.
I wrote for Rick and Morty.
One of us.
Do Borgs dream?
But that's the thing, right?
Actually, they do.
A couple episodes, yeah.
But if you trust your, I don't know, man. Like, what's the payoff, if you got a brain implant that made you immediately smarter, but then at any time people could just like fuck with it, would you still do it?
I mean.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just having a Wi-Fi with an without a password, you know.
Not without insurance and like some kind of antivirus software installed.
Plus, think of
firewall.
All the crimes then. Instead of claiming insanity, they could just be like, I got hacked.
Well, see, that's one thing too, is that like
blockchain thing for it though.
Transhumanist lawyer. That's a good show.
I don't even think it's a good show.
If they have video
it's a good sketch.
They solve the crime immediately. Go ahead, sorry.
Even if they have video of you doing stuff now, if the metadata is gone, like it could be a deep fake. So like, you know, I'm just saying.
Well, but like Aaron said, it's got to be a blockchain thing, right? Where there's receipts for all of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then, like, blockchain shit takes, like, it can take, like, 15 minutes just for me to buy an NFT, man.
Yeah, but at that point, the technology will have advanced enough where it happens instantaneously. And there's no gas fees.
Well, but then there's no... fucking... Our producer said shit and fucked me up.
It's all his fault.
Oh, because all of those servers run on electricity. All that electricity has to come from somewhere.
Well, what if it's like those watches where if you move them a bunch?
Kinetic?
Yeah, it's like a kinetic battery. So we just have something in our bodies that's like...
What are you doing? Just wait.
I feel tired. That's why they want us to get our steps in now, because they know eventually that's going to be the fucking thing.
They're taking the aggregate of, you know, the average human, how many steps they take.
Well, do you guys have any kind of like closing thought? The time is ticking down here. It's about to be New Year's Day,
2023.
Glasses still aren't cool. You can't have the glasses anymore.
Those ones.
They're working on new ones that are much better. So.
Oh, cool.
The novelty 2023 glasses they're making.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant we're still on the trans. I was thinking of like Google Glass and how lame Google Glass was, but they are working on better glasses.
Oh, okay.
And they also are making 2023 ones that make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do something
somehow.
With a three.
I don't know. That never should have happened.
Yeah.
I agree. No one should wear numbers on their eyes. Final thoughts on transhumanism, everyone?
We're already there. It's weird because the argument when this started was transhumanism beginning was like, well, we can't mess with biology, but we've messed with our biology so much. And so until we figure out what death really is, it's kind of like, it's just an idea that it's like, to me, it's just not going to grab on until we, because the whole thing for
so
me is
gonna
like,
be like General Grievous.
This, yeah, this is, this to me, transhumanism is for how we should go into the future to be a a spacefaring society, and we're not there yet.
Yeah,
our technology is there, but our the way we work together and everything else is not. So, I love this idea. I love, this is why I love Star Trek and stuff, because like I like thinking about the future and how we should be working together. Great ideas. We just aren't going to be there until we take away some of the greed from corporations. Who's making money off of any of this shit? It's too bad for humanity.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's always going to be some asshole in power that controls the resources, and I don't know how we get around that, you know, because humans are just so hierarchical, you know.
Who cares?
I mean, honestly, yeah,
if
doing
we,
your
if
own
we
thing.
We all got robot arms and shit. That'd be
but,
fun.
But then they'd be controlled by the, you know.
You keep going to that. I'm not doing one where someone else can control it.
It's going
to
have Bluetooth. It's going to integrate with your iPhone.
I'll
and
disable it.
Right. Your
good
iPhone
luck.
Is dead. Your leg doesn't work.
Whoa. Yeah.
I'll spring for the extra not Bluetooth enabled.
What do you call it when you, your iPhone jailbreak your
brick?
Leg?
Oh, yeah. Jailbreak it. I'll jailbreak all of my parts.
Yeah.
I think transhumanism, I never thought about it before until like researching this topic. I think it's like a really interesting thing to think about and try to figure out where you lie, because it's a very big possibility that things are going to advance like while we're still alive, to a point where you have to start making choices. Like, do I want implants? Do I want the ease and the comfort of technology over the trials and tribulations of being human? But at the same time, I do think that advancements in like human transhumanism to eventually become post-human will give us the ability to achieve a kind of utopia of like technogaianism, which is like healing the planet through technology, because we ourselves are technology.
Yes.
So, or make the planet into a mechanized nightmare.
Yeah, which is totally possible too.
Which we'd survive
like,
on.
It's just like another Borg cube, but we're big. We're yeah. big circle. But I mean, it's just like, it's a lot to think about. Check out all of the like weird subsets of transhumanism.
I think we,
because it's really interesting.
I think we skipped an entire like proving era where it's like mostly exoskeletons and we're mostly using them for like manual labor and stuff like that. And that's going to be like a whole fucking 20-year period before
like that,
we start like
Elysium, like the
Mac yeah, like
yeah,
Elysium,
Elysium.
Yeah. Or aliens,
or like Iron Man,
or aliens, yeah, yeah, Iron Man,
or Iron Man. All right, thanks everyone for watching here on Schraub Home Video.
We're gonna do a countdown. What are you doing? Oh my gosh.
The clock is
it's live, man. It's
the
not
clock
even midnight.
Is not there yet.
It's okay, here it comes. Are ready? You ready?
Uh-huh.
3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year 2023. Yeah.
2023. Travel
Video, thanks for having
us.
Here it is.
Patreon.com/reallifesci-fi, 2 bonus episodes a week. Twitch.tv/reallifesci-fi, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Happy New Year. We'll see you next year. Happy holidays. And
yeah, it's midnight.
Woo!
Hey, Rod Stewart. I love you. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New
Year. Ha 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 ha
ha.
If you're a Patreon person,
you can find Rod Stewart on Spotify.
We'll take a cup of kindness yet for you. snake, I've